Greater Sudbury, Ont. Provincial NDP leader Marit Stiles told Sudbury Media on February 1 that she is concerned the provincial government is threatening the future of supervised consumption sites. I think lives will be lost, she said. Stiles took to the microphone with Sudbury MPP Jamie West and Nickelbelt MPP France Gelinas at a press conference scheduled in the wake of revelations that the Ford government rejected a Francophone university proposal last year, despite a 2022 report that showed the Université de Sudbury had the organizational capacity to offer such programming. While at the podium, both Stiles and West spoke of the need for a supervised consumption site in Sudbury, and in Timmins. Stiles began by saying, "This government, unfortunately, hasn't stepped up when the people really need it. And we've seen this across the province." She told the media that she had visited the spot, Sudbury's supervised consumption site, last fall. "I saw the work they do and it's really, really important work," said Stiles. She said there is a need for the provincial government to take this seriously. Jamie West echoed Stiles' concern and spoke once again about his support for the site. Sudbury, the spot, has technically never been opened by the province because the municipal government has been footing the bill for Doug Ford, said West, noting that the city can't afford to fund the site anymore, and they shouldn't have to, he said. The conservative government seems to download provincial responsibilities and we can no longer, through property taxes, pay the provincial bills. Lacking provincial dollars, the spot ran on $1.094 million from the City of Greater Sudbury coffers, as well as $100,000 from Vail and $30,000 from Wheaton. That municipal funding ran out on December 31, and since that point, the spot has been running on donations. First, from Vail Base Metals, who again stepped up and covered the costs throughout January, and now, anonymous community donors will get the site through February. After that, however, the future is unclear. See related. Behind the scenes, scramble is on to save Sudbury's supervised consumption service. The conservative government seems to download provincial responsibilities and we can no longer, through property taxes, pay the provincial bills. West said the provincial government has been dragging their feet on this while our citizens continue to die. The provincial government paused all pending and new applications for the sites following a shooting outside of a site in Toronto's Leslieville neighborhood last summer, with Minister Michael Thibodeau, the Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, saying in the fall that this review would include the development of new safety protocols. Thibodeau told Sue Today in early January that the review is expected to be done within the next 2 months. West said that the toxic opioid crisis is hurting Northern Ontario, and Sudbury, worse than other parts of the province, and that means healthcare is necessary. The Conservative government, for an arbitrary reason, has decided to limit the number of supervised consumption sites, said West. And there is nowhere else where you limit the number of health facilities for any other organization. We wouldn't have one hospital or one dentist in Northern Ontario. West said that some may only see drug users as the bottom rung of the ladder, but added that is far from the truth. These are our citizens, he said. We are talking about tradespeople, we're talking about mothers and fathers, we're talking about grandparents, we're talking about young children living with addiction, said West. We're talking about people sometimes using recreationally and dying because of a poison supply of drugs. The evidence demonstrates that we can help save lives and we have saved lives. He said the arguments against the sites are strawman arguments. A strawman occurs when someone distorts or exaggerates another person's argument, and then attacks the distorted version of the argument instead of genuinely engaging. West said that Sudbury can no longer rely on the generosity of local donors to keep the doors open, as it is unsustainable, but above all, because it's a provincial responsibility, it's Doug Ford's responsibility. Stiles spoke after West to reiterate his comments, adding that the price of funding the site will be felt elsewhere if it is not directed to life-saving care. The cost of this will be very high if we don't actually deal with it at the grassroots, with these sites, said Stiles. The province needs to come through with the funding and they should be doing it now. C. Sudbury City Council rejects plea to save supervised consumption site. She said the games the provincial government is playing are resulting in lost lives. The downloading of this on a municipality, that's not sustainable, she said. This is provincial, it's a health issue, and it should be treated that way. In North Bay, no such facility is in operation. According to the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, a local task force comprised of community partners was established to assess the feasibility of establishing a safe consumption site for North Bay in 2022. Unfortunately, the lack of funding to support the startup and long-term operation and staffing of a safe consumption site remains a barrier to having one established. The health unit continues to work together with community partners to prevent and reduce overdoses in the community, monitor current and emerging trends, reduce stigma, and increase access to naloxone and harm reduction services. We are also working with partners to address the factors that contribute to individuals starting to use substances, and to strengthen protective factors such as coping abilities, family and community belonging, safe, stable environments, and good standards of living. According to the City of North Bay's Community Safety and Well-Being Plan, the health sector, addiction services providers, and the health unit have a one-year timeline to establish and implement harm reduction recommendations, while the North Bay Police Service and OPP are to explore the implementation of a safer opioid supply program, with a timeline of 1 to 3 years. Jenny Lamothe covers vulnerable and marginalized communities for VillageMedia's Sudbury.com.